My name is Imani Bonner. I am 17 years old. Today is November 20th. I'm speaking with Terrence, who is my partner in this project. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which one would it be?
One memory. Right now, I'd say it's the time of when I went to Oliver Elementary School. It was when I was in Russell County. It was a very fun time. I had a lot of friends there. It was just a good time overall.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Someone I'll always remember. I know for a fact I'll always remember my uncle. My uncle, he was a very cool dude. He'd come over on random days and just take us out and stuff like that. It'd be cool.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel most grateful for my family right now because they're very supportive of where I want to go right now. Right now I want to be a computer engineer, and they're helping me find colleges and stuff like that. They're helping me set goals.
Is there any college you want to go to?
Yeah, I want to go to the University of Southern California right now. I want to plan to go sometime this summer. I want to plan.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
A happy memory? One of my happiest memories is this one Christmas morning when my parents hid all the presents in the house and they gave us batteries. and they were like, oh man, I think Santa skipped y'all. It was a cool memory. It was a fun day at Christmas.
What are you proudest of in your life?
Right now I'm proudest of making all A's, 7th grade through high school right now. I'm still going strong. I want to be valedictorian when I graduate to a senior, or graduate, and I'm really proud of that. Good grade.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
I felt most alone when I turned 12. It was around Christmas time. I didn't know why, but I just felt really alone. I just felt like nobody really cared. I was just sad. I didn't know why, though. I was just sad.
Do you have any regrets?
I don't have no regrets. No regrets.
I can't get my name.
None that I can think of right now.
What does your future hold?
My future hold? I plan to try to graduate high school early and get my master's degree in computer engineering or computer science. I don't know if I want to do software or hardware, so I want to base it off of something like that.
What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Some of the most important lessons I learned in my life were from my dad. Like, every now and then, he'll just sit us down for a lecture, and these lectures go on for like 2 to 3 hours. Like, it seemed boring at the time, but later, a couple days or like a month or a year later, I'll think back on it and I'll be like, wow, my dad was right about this thing. I remember one time he said, some of the friends that you have right now are not really friends. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're always gonna be my friends. Nah, he was right about that.
What advice do you wish you could give your younger self?
Advice I could give my younger self is, be nicer to your little brother. Be nicer to your little brother, because I used to be really mean to my little brother. Then I looked back and I was like, he's the only one I have, so I had to think back on that. If I could advise myself, I'd be like, you know, be nicer to him, because I was just really mad at my old school. I used to have anger issues.
Oh, thank you, Terrence.
All right.
You're hiring me because I'm still not nice to